Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Did I mention Nevin at all?
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, welcome.
How are you?
I'm very good. And welcome to the longest day of the year.
Oh, thank you.
21st of June.
And a big month for you. You were celebrating your birthday. You're still getting birthday cards.
Still getting cards.
Delighted for you.
Lovely. It's
delighted
lovely.
For you.
It is. It is. It's a good it's
And
a good
lottery plan. Tickets too. I love it.
No, I don't. Yes, to buy them. So listen, come here to me. What have you got for me today?
Okay. I have two beef recipes. Oh. And one of them is a burger, making your own burger. But we're going to put blue cheese into the centre of a cashew blue, which I'm going to talk about. Really tasty. Real. Probably one of the most iconic blue cheeses in the world, in my opinion.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay,
go on. I'll
be the judge. And then maybe not one of your favourite cuts, but certainly one of mine. It's a grilled ribeye steak with a lovely butter. Yeah, tasty.
Oh.
So we'll start off with the burger because when you're getting a burger, really good quality mince. Look out for the Board Beer quality mark. Have it lean, not too much lean. Sorry, you know you want a little bit of fat. It keeps it really moist. That's really important. This is very simple. Some chopped chives, a little bit of butter, and then what you're going to do is get cashel blue. It's a huge achievement, cashel blue. Obviously, they're based in cashel blue cheese, but they're celebrating 40 years producing cheese. That's incredible.
It is incredible.
That is. I've cooked in America. I've had the pleasure of cooking there. Lots of places I've been to, and I've seen their cheese all over the world. It's an amazing day. Honestly, they're great people.
Isn't that something?
And you'd be proud. When you see that, suppose being from Ireland and a chef and all that, you see, you say, wow, brilliant.
And what is the secret, do you think, of the quality that they produce? What is it about
them? Two things. Good quality milk and consistency. They just never change what they do. Obviously, they're a little bit bigger than what they used to be.
Of course.
But deservedly so. Like, we serve their cheese in the restaurant.
Okay.
You know, we serve a Crozier Blue, which is a lovely kind of a sheep's milk cheese, which is gorgeous, so it is. And then we also have the Cashel Blue. But it's a lovely creamy cheese. Yeah. And in a salad, it's gorgeous. So, what do we do with the burger, okay? We get the burger, just the mince, nothing else, no egg, no breadcrumb. We make up a little pate, and then we put our little finger into the middle of it. We make a little incision and we put some of that lovely blue cheese into the
centre. Into the centre, okay.
Exactly. Now, what does it do? It keeps it really moist. It gives it lovely kind of flavour, saltiness through the actual burger. It is fantastic. So, depending how thick the burger is, you know, if it's very thick, it could take up in 20 minutes to cook. If it's very thin, but you want to definitely taste the cashel blue in it. That's why it's an inverted burger, if you see that. So that means you're actually putting the blue cheese in there.
And how much are you putting in?
Would say roughly, I would like maybe 2 large teaspoonfuls to get as much in
That's
there.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is, but I think it's going to give so much flavour. And remember, it's going to come out, it's like a chicken Kiev, Marty. You know, when you burst into that.
Yes,
you'll get that lovely,
That's
garlic
That's
butter.
Right.
This is beautiful blue cheese butter, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So have that done. When you put the cheese in, put it into the fridge. It's really important to let it chill and relax. So you have your lovely minced beef, chill for an hour, it says, and the recipe 24 hours, they can be done ahead. They can be made ahead and frozen, which is actually perfect too. So you can have that also. Now, what we're going to do next, Marty, is we're just going to literally cook your burgers to the way you like them. Mm. Fresh mince, obviously, we said. Some tomatoes in the vine, slice them. A nice little bit of sweet chilli sauce mixed with the tomatoes. A little bit of parsley. And then I like a brioche bun because they're nice. Or the Waterford Blab, which is gorgeous in this. So you just toast them, slice your tomato, a little bit of rocket, your lovely burger on top. And then what I like to do is put extra blue cheese on top.
Do you?
Do you know, I never ate blue cheese until our honeymoon. This is the truth.
Really?
Me and Imelda went on our honeymoon. We closed the restaurant, we were revamping it for six weeks. We went away to Thailand, Australia, New Zealand.
And you lived on blue cheese?
But no, first time I had it was Bali. I had a blue cheese salad in an Italian restaurant.
That's mad.
Isn't that incredible?
How
it was gorgeous.
No,
I loved it.
No,
sorry.
No.
How was the honeymoon? Brilliant.
That you had never done it?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
The honeymoon was great. We heard that. But come here to me. How come you never had it before?
I can't answer that. Maybe I didn't like it.
Yeah, because you think you would have.
Yeah. And like as a chef, you think that's
what I mean.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
And when I tell the guests in the cookery school, I'd say, what?
Yeah.
But I think it's delicious. And
that's
And it was a gorgonzola, Italian, you'd know that. Gorgonzola, some celery, lovely walnuts. And I got hooked on it.
That's the truth.
So that's a lovely burger. It's an open burger, so you can serve it with or without a bun.
Yes.
What means there's no bun on top. It's a lovely tomatoes, lovely bit of salad, and then you have your blue cheese. But that is gorgeous. Obviously, with some chips or
sure
baked potatoes. potato or potato wedges.
Yeah. I'm finding more and more people these days are ordering, if I'm out and somewhere and having a burger, without the bun.
That's very true.
Because they like the meat is nice and they like it and they like the butter, but don't bother with the bun.
But see, Marty, when you get good quality mince and you make your own, now you could put onion into that, you could put onion marmalade, you could put an egg into it, breadcrumbs, but it's pure, like you're getting pure beef, but also the blue cheese.
Yes, that's right. And it's enough stuff to be going out.
Just a very quick one. My mother used to make this dish. I remember her making it. She called it a blue cheese sauce. So there was port, celery, onion. And she'd put blue cheese into it on top of sirloin steak.
Right.
She made it to order. It was gorgeous.
Really?
So she was definitely ahead of her time.
She was ahead of her time, for sure.
Now,
okay, talk to me about
the steak. Okay, ribeye. Very simple. It's a grill ribeye. So get your beautiful Irish meat. Bring it to room temperature, a little bit of salt and pepper. You can marinate it in garlic and thyme. That's in the recipe. It's optional. I don't always do that at home.
No.
Marinate it for a couple of hours, then on the barbecue. And I'll tell you, probably 15, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have sold a ribeye steak because people would be nervous and say, oh, it's very fatty. It's a beautiful
cut. And it was also a very American thing.
Well, that's true too.
Ribeye.
That's actually, and probably a cut we weren't familiar with. That's a very good point.
True. Yeah.
But I love the flavour of it and I really, really enjoy it. It's one of my favourite cuts. And I love it actually in a salad with blue cheese. I actually had it during the week, truthfully, Marty, with some roasted peppers and salad. Honestly, it was gorgeous. So this is just cooking the steak, barbecue, frying pan, grill, as you want to. It's the butter I want to talk about.
Okay.
Some roasted red pepper. You can get them in the supermarket, grilled and all. They're roasted. Blend that with some butter, a little bit of fresh parsley, fresh thyme, a little bit of smoked paprika. So that's important. Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about Chinese spice. But buy often with spices, and smoked paprika is great in the butter.
And that's those sauces. They're everywhere now, these.
They are. They're so readily
spices.
Available.
They're everywhere.
What I would do, Marty, is blend everything in the food processor. I've said cream in the recipe. I don't always put cream into it.
You
can just leave it out, just into the butter. So you blend that all together. But that is gorgeous, Marty, the butter. Just blend it in a little Tupperware or like a little kind of a... Look, and I'm rolling this here in front of you, Marty.
You are rolling.
Like a little Swiss roll.
Yes.
Like a little sausage. And that will keep in the fridge for a month or in your freezer for 6 months. Lovely in a baked potato. Lovely with chicken. Really good with monkfish over vegetables. So it's not just for the steak. It's a really good... When we think of butter, what do we think? Garlic butter.
Yes.
Well, now we have a lovely red pepper and smoked paprika butter, which is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. I always reminds me of Peter Kay. Garlic bread, whereas his dad thought it's ridiculous. Garlic bread. I'll give you garlic bread.
Have we come on a long way?
I mean, it's true.
Yeah?
Because there was a time with garlic and bread. What are you talking about?
I know.
You know? And I love an Italian, like if I could have a lasagna or whatever it would be, I love garlic bread.
So do I.
And it's,
to do something really nice, I'll tell you this quickly. It's in Madeira, and it's a sweet potato bread with garlic butter. It's the nicest I've ever tasted. It's specifically done in the Madeira Islands, and I never heard it before.
It's potato
last year.
Bread.
Yeah, sweet potato bread. So it's like a regular bread. You can't really taste the sweet potato, to be truthful with you.
Yeah.
But it's the garlic butter is just fantastic.
Wow.
Parsley, lemon butter, crushed garlic. It's so good. And the twins, like we were there last New Year's Eve, and honestly, it is fantastic.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Yeah,
that sounds
beautiful. Good.
Anyway. Are we done?
We're done, my friend.
We're done. Grilled.
The longest day of the year.
Smoked paprika and red pepper butter. That'll be lovely. And the inverted blue cheeseburger with roasted tomatoes and red onion salad. They're two great ones now.
I might bring them home with you.
I am, yeah. Bit of steak in my home.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be lovely, wouldn't it?
Now you're talking.
That'll be lovely. Or cheeseburger. Why not?
Yeah.
Recipes at RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning is where they sit. They are fantastic. I really like these, Nevin. So well, thank you so much for those. There's a song.
What is it?
Cheeseburger in Paradise. It's written by...
Is there such a one?
Jimmy Buffett. Cheeseburger in Paradise.
That's brilliant.
You couldn't make it up.
But it's not a blue cheeseburger.
No, but it's a cheeseburger. I've done the best I can. He never specified a colour.
Well done. Sorry.
Go home, will you?
See you next week.
God bless you, Nevin. Thanks. You kindly. Cue Jimmy Buffett.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habit. Made an LS 7 days. Losing weight while out speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini.
machine, bugger wheat, put a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Heard about the old time sailor men. They'd eat the same thing again and again. Raise a dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at a Holiday Inn. Times change for sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that America creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger in
look, cheeseburger in paradise. Music from the late Jimmy Buffett. I hate saying that. I was going to see him in the Olympia, and he was terrific.